Grace and peace I bring to you from God, our heavenly Creator, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Only one thing is needed, Jesus says today. And I wonder, it's been a while since we did any kind of audience participation or assembly participation or community participation in the sermon. And so I would like to hear from those of you who are brave enough to use your voices in this space for all to hear, what is the one thing that is the most important? What is the one thing that is needed? Thank you, Tanya. What did you say to me? Jesus, children, the Lord, love. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Say again.
Grace.
Anything else? So in a delightful Lutheran moment, I will respond to all of them and say, yeah. Because more than one thing can be true at one time. And so as I was reflecting on these readings today, looking at our Psalms specifically with this delightful list, who doesn't love a list, almost has checkboxes next to each verse, right? Super easy to follow. Do this. Don't do that. And yet there's only one thing that's needed. And even Paul invites us into this list of things, this list of opportunities, this invitation to look at all of the things in the gospel as the one thing. All the things that Jesus said. All the red text that you have, if you have a Bible that displays Jesus' words in such a way. That's the one thing that's needed. And so it can be really confusing as to the one thing. Because even if we lean into the African-American spiritual our choir delighted our ears and hearts with this morning, and we say, give me Jesus, what does that mean? And so we have to look to the example that Mary offers us from Bethany. That might sit in your brains a little bit differently today, recognizing that Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus are indeed from Bethany. Mary has stopped everything. And Martha is more concerned about the task at hand. And when we think about the theme of this particular green and growing season, this ordinary time in the church's seasons, and we look at the theme of hospitality as we've kind of been exploring over the last couple of Sundays in many and various ways, it is really easy as hospitable people, as people who value welcoming guests into our space, to focus more so on the task in an effort to get ready for that than the actual spending time with the guests. When you invite guests over to your house, what do? You sit down and have Tic Tac? Oh, okay. Well, that's really cool, Denise, because I don't do that. I'm vacuuming, I'm dusting, I'm wiping down the counters, I'm picking up all the, dog hair dust bunnies that have collected under the sofa, and making sure that there's no popcorn, like, in between the cushions. And by the time the guests come, who's tired? I am. I'm exhausted. And they didn't actually do anything to prepare for their presence. I didn't think about who they were or what they were doing in life for that day. I didn't prepare myself to engage with them in healthy conversation. I didn't do anything in an effort to make them be seen. What I did is prepare for myself a list of tasks that were important to me. I centered myself in that preparation. And that's exactly the trap that Martha falls into today. She centers her needs as opposed to honoring the guests. experiencing and expressing that value of hospitality. And what does that mean? When we talk about a list of the one things that are necessary, when I think about hospitality, when I think about welcoming people in, the most important things are love, grace, forgiveness, reconciliation, conversation, delighting in that person's presence in my space, which is exactly what Mary is doing today. And so as we think of those places and spaces, the inspiration of the gospel that Paul writes about to the church in Colossae today, who should we be honoring when we invite people into our space? It's not about polished brass or a tuned organ or a well-working sound system, candles that are lit or a table that is set or a baptismal font that's full of water. It's about the time, the attention, and the partnership that we offer one another, recognizing that we are each workers in the body of Christ in this space, at this time, on this day. And it doesn't matter what tomorrow brings, or even 2 hours from now. It is important, the most important thing, for us to sit at one another's feet and hear how Christ is moving us together. Sitting with the pain, sitting with the struggle, sitting with the worry, the joy, the celebration, the opportunities to recognize and be recognized as someone who God loves, sees, and values as a partner in whatever ministry calls you to do. And so as you move through this green and growing season, focus on hospitality. Think about how we see one another in this space. Who have you not talked to yet? Who is newly returned or newly among us? And what is their story? And how does your story offer partnership with and for them, and an opportunity for all of us to experience Christ's love together? Amen.